Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name's Shino. I'm one of the pastors here on staff. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to continue in our sermon series called Abide. And what we're doing is we're pulling from that scripture verse in John 15:7. Jesus said that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you so desire and it shall be done. Pastor Nathan eloquently waxed strong the first opening sermon about the word among us. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, Jesus died, rose again, ascended to heaven, and that was it. No, he poured out his spirit and he's still with us today. Not only did he walk among us in the flesh, but now by the Holy Spirit, we learned about this, the Trinity, the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God by the Holy Spirit, dwelling among us right here on the earth today. So that was one of the most powerful messages I've heard in a long time. And thank you, Pastor Nathan, for that. We talked about the word gives life. And, you know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's something about that, because once we get that revelation, now there demands a response, and that response is for us to believe and to obey and follow him with a changed heart. Today, we're going to talk about the word bearing fruit. And that anchor verse I gave you earlier today in John 15:7, it's a powerful verse talking about abiding in Jesus and abiding in his word. There's some things that Jesus is after. And if you hear me say anything today, Jesus is after fruit. He's after fruit in our lives, and he's after fruit and fruit that remains. And so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for this opportunity to get in your word. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, we too will respond by abiding in you and your word abiding in us, so that we can go bear that fruit that you're asking us to bear, in Jesus' name. Amen. That word abide, you know, has been kicked around a lot. But when you think about it, the word abide means to stay, or means to remain, or to rest in, even to pause or to tarry or linger. And so when you look at this verse in John 15:5, and I'm going to start in verse 1 and read to verse 18, it says this: I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me and also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Verse 5, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away, withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that once again, you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I loved you. And now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just in him, in his love. I have told you this so that you may, my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I've loved you. Greater love no one has this than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know what his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I've learned from my Father, I made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you may go and bear fruit that will last. And whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my commandment: love each other. And here it is, verse 18. The world hates you. Keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. And so here it is, Jesus speaking. And in the book of John, Jesus' main first points were all encouragement. He was encouraging the disciples, encouraging them to continue to follow him, encouraging them to do as he says. They're seeing signs and wonders and miracles. But here it shifts from encouragement now to instruction. And it opens up and it says this, that I am the true vine. There it is. This is the seventh time that Jesus has made that I am statement. And that I am statement carries weight, because it lets us know of his divinity, that he is God. If you remember in the Old Testament, Moses went to God and was asking, who do I say that you are? And he said, I am that I am. Jesus confirming that I am God. I am God. And he goes on to say that my Father is the gardener, meaning that the Father is involved in this fruit bearing process. And Jesus, being confident in who he is and what he is, he's telling these disciples, look, man, if you're going to be with me, you're going to follow me, here's some instructions. And the first thing I want you to know is this, that if you abide in me, there's some good things and some positive things are going to happen. So one of the most positive things that can happen is that when you abide in Jesus and Jesus's words abide in you, then one thing that'll take place is that your prayers will be answered. See, the scheme of the enemy has been and always has been to cut or to bring division. And Jesus is telling the disciples, look, you're going to have to do everything it takes to stay connected to the vine. See, out of the vine comes resources, comes healing, comes deliverance, comes salvation, comes everything you need, comes out of the vine. And so you have to understand that the enemy is always trying to get us to separate from the vine. Jesus is saying, look, man, you have to anchor in. You have to do whatever it takes to stay connected to me. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to remember that when we abide in Jesus and Jesus's words abide in us, man, there's a benefit. He answers prayer. And so you're going to have to fight. The Bible says this in Romans 8, 38 through 39. For I'm convinced neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers. Verse 39, neither height nor depth nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. There's a lot of things that's going to come at you and I to try to disconnect from the vine. But I'm telling you today, you're going to have to fight to stay connected, and that benefit is answered prayer. See, when you're in union with God and God with you, then all of a sudden you have the right to call back these Abrahamic covenant promises because you're connected to the vine. See, there's benefits. One of those is in Psalms 20, verse 1. When I cry out, he'll answer in my distress. Anybody distressed out there today? A lot of times we don't call on the Lord when it's good. We don't call on the Lord when it's everything is easy. We call on the Lord when things are out of whack. But when you're disconnected to the vine, you know what? He ain't hearing that. We got to stay connected. The Bible says in Psalms 27, 7, that when I'm connected to the vine, it says that I can cry out and he'll answer. He'll answer. So we have to do everything we have to do to stay connected to the vine. See, the enemy wants to disconnect us because it separates our faith in him. And not only does it separate our faith in him, but it also produces an undivided heart. And when we have an undivided heart, now whatever has our heart has us. And there's a lot of things out there in society right now that's trying to disconnect you and I from this vine, trying to keep us from being connected. And here comes God, the Father, the gardener, coming in to try to knock those things away. No, get out, get away. Cut off. And you know, there's a lot of things that we don't like to be cut off. Once again, we're the branches. And being connected to the vine, we're going to have to, in order to get that source that we need, that fruit that we're getting ready to talk about, bearing fruit, in order to get that, we're going to have to stay connected to the vine. And it goes back on talking about the heart. And the reason I want to bring up the heart, the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15, it says, but set Christ apart as Lord in your hearts, always ready to make a defense to anyone who asks you for an accounting concerning the hope that is in you. Why the heart? Because like I said, with the heart, one believes. And so the enemy is always trying to divide our heart. He's trying to come in and cut us off from the vine. He's trying to separate you from our most holy faith in Christ Jesus. And we have to fight to stay connected to the vine. So we have to abide in Jesus. It ebbs and flows. Everything ebbs and flows out of Jesus. Why? It's because he's after fruit. He's after fruit. And we're not talking about apples and oranges. And we're talking about this fruit, spiritual fruit. We're talking about that internal thing inside of us that Jesus said in Galatians 5:22-23 says the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are qualities of Christian or Christ-like character. See, we want to identify with the vine. We want to identify with Jesus. And how do we do that? By bearing fruit. See, we want to have Christ-like qualities and Christ-like character so that when we walk around, people say, oh, yeah, that's a Christ follower. That's a man or woman of God. I see those things about them. Does anybody need peace today? Does anybody need joy today? It's hard to kind of do things when society is pressing in on you, when you got political upheaval, when you got social injustice things going on, ethnic tension. You got so many things that are shaping and pushing and molding, and whatever is you're connected to, whatever is your source of life is going to be that thing that's going to come out of you. And so once again, Jesus is talking about bearing fruit, bearing fruit. And we go on and he begins to talk about not just any fruit, but there's something also that what happens when we're connected to the vine, we get to experience something that a lot of people don't get to experience, which is joy. See, he said he wants us to experience this joy that he has serving the Father. And when we serve Jesus and we're connected with Jesus, just like Jesus is connected with the Father, we get to enter into this joy. And see, joy is something like the Bible says in Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And what I'm here to say today is that you can be in a struggle, you can be in a fight, you can be in the highs and lows of life, but if you have joy, it's going to strengthen you and carry you on through so that you can get to the other side. And you won't just get to the other side any old kind of way. You're going to get to the other side with bearing fruit. We're talking about internal things, that peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control, where people are looking at you and they're looking at me and they're saying, how is it that you haven't lost your entire mind? How is it that you're able to lay your head down at night when there's all these variants running around? Man, people are afraid to walk outside of their homes, go places, do things. But wait, when you're connected to the vine and you're abiding in him and his words abiding in you, man, here comes that peace and here comes that joy. The second thing that we get when we get to be with Jesus and we stay in the word, we abide in him and his words abide in us. There's another thing that we get. We get to abide in his love. And I'm here to tell you today, there's something about the love of Jesus. Because another play of the enemy, what he loves to do is he wants us to think that Jesus doesn't care, that he's up there in heaven minding his own business, that he doesn't care about you and he doesn't care about me. But I'm here to call the devil a liar today, because the Bible says this in Psalms 8:4, what is man that I'm mindful of him and the son of man that I visit him? Jesus loves you. And anytime you or I get discouraged and we think there's no love because this happened or that happened and then things didn't go our way, I can always remember what he did on the cross 2,000 years ago. He gave up his life. And Jesus is challenging you and I in this abiding series that if we're going to abide in him and his words are going to abide in us, we have to be able to do what he says. Remember, we're talking about instruction now. Jesus said, if you love me, then you're going to do what I say. You're going to obey my commands. And when you look at the disciples, the only reason that they were able to do what Jesus is calling them to do is because they had a heart transformation. Something is going on in their heart. See, when you have an internal transformation, it produces an outward response. They were able to obey him. They were able to follow him because they've chosen to do what he says. See, the children of Israel couldn't do that. They produced the fruit of disobedience, not the fruit of obedience. And that's also what God is after. And what happens is when you love somebody, you do what they say. When you love somebody, you're willing to do what Jesus did. Jesus said there's no greater love than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. The narrative changed now. They went from servants to friends. And when you become a friend of a person, that person begins to let you in to things, secrets about their lives, personal things. Jesus is bringing them just a little bit closer and saying, look, man, I have some more things that I want to share with you. more revelation I want to give to you. So when you abide in Jesus and Jesus' words abide in you, now all of a sudden you get to participate in that life and that life more abundantly. Life and life more abundantly. You know, I sit here and I think about it in 1 Peter 4:8, we're talking about this love. Above all else, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sin. Love. Jesus laid down his life for you and I, not just for you and I, but for the world because of the sin that has broken our world. But also he's calling you and I to love each other as he's loved us. And one thing that I know about our Jesus is a forgiving God. Now, I know that's difficult and hard for some of you to hear today, but God is calling you to forgive the way that he forgives. See, Jesus has stopped remembering some things. He's forgotten some things that we've done. But what you and I like to do is we like to hold on to things. And once again, that fractures relationships. Because now we're talking about not just bearing internal fruit. Now we're getting ready to move into fruit that remains and much fruit. And now we're talking about people. Because Jesus came to this earth for people. He didn't come to hang out. But he came to destroy the works of the enemy so that he can reconcile man back to God. And he wants to use you and I to do that, to go and bear that fruit. Forgiveness. It's a tough word today in society because, man, everybody, as soon as you say something opposite of somebody, here they are to cancel you out. Cancel culture. Oh, you don't agree with me. That means you don't like me. So I'm canceling you. You know what? It's okay to disagree. I still love you, no matter what, who you voted for, no matter vaccinated or unvaccinated, I still love you because my King Jesus told me to. And I have to be obedient to him and have to obey him if I'm a Christ-like follower or Christ person. I want to take it a step further today, the word. The only way we can do this is that we have to have the word in us. And right now, there's a challenge that's gone out to in our movement to get in the word of God like never before. Not just reading scriptures and, oh, you know, I'll go through the ones that I like. No, I'm talking the ones that are going to really deal with you and I as human beings. That thing that's going to make us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. That thing that's going to, hey, you got to forgive. That thing that says you have to be generous. That thing that says, you know what? We're going to have to be selfless and not selfish. Those scripture verses. And as we live that way, it does something. It attracts people. People want to know, man, why are you the way you are? And you know what? All we can say is just the God that I serve, Jesus. And the reason these disciples are now starting to get this revelation is because, man, you know what? When I'm around Jesus, things happen internally and externally. And I want to continue to participate and be a part of that. But it all stems from love. See, people are not projects. They're people. And I'm not here to go knock somebody all, you know, Bible thump. No, I'm here to see people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Why? Because I love them the way that he loves me. 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. God is love. And so we have to remember that God is love. But the demonstration of that love was that he laid down his life. And because he laid down his life, now we too must be selfless in our lifestyle as well. My third point is this, you know, it's not a free ride. And we're talking about fruit that remains now. It's not a free ride anymore because sometimes we think, man, hanging out with Jesus, it's good. Man, everything's going to grow great. But, you know, there's going to come a moment where you're going to have to draw the line in the sand and make a decision. Either you're for me or against me, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out. See, one of the costs of abiding in Jesus is this, is that there's going to be persecution. There will be persecution. When I say persecution, Maybe some of us out there in the States, we may say, hey, you know, maybe because I got in the Starbucks line and they got my order wrong, that may be persecution. But there are people in the other side of the world. There are people in the Middle East. There are people in Asia. There are people in Africa. There are people in Latin America. There are people that are dying because of the faith. There is a cost in serving Jesus. And Jesus said it in John 15:20. Remember what I told you. A servant is no greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If you obey my teaching, they will also obey yours. There are going to be people that are all in. There are going to be people that will say, you know what, I'm willing to follow Jesus. I'm all in. Whatever you speak, whatever you say, I'm right there. But then there's going to be people that are going to say, you know what, I don't like that, and I don't like you, and I need you to move on. So that's fine, because Jesus said it would happen. You know, Jesus came to this earth and was doing nothing but good. And they still put him on that cross. You and I can be going around doing nothing but good. We can be helping the old lady across the street. We can be giving away that Christmas ham. We can be sowing into the Bronx Fire. We can be doing all these things for the Fall Festival and all these other things. But, you know, there are still going to be people out there that are going to say, you know what? I don't want anything to do with you, and I don't want anything to do with Jesus. You know, Jesus was quoting in this text a little bit of Psalms. If you remember, David being a king. And David went around and did nothing but good. And they still wanted to kill him. But how much more the King of Kings going around doing good, and they too put him on a tree. I'm here to say today, there's a cost in following Jesus. But it all goes back to what I said earlier. Jesus is after fruit. It's after fruit. And not just any fruit, not just internal, not just the fruits of the Spirit, not just that character nature. No, he's asking you and I to step out of our comfort zone and go bear fruit, and fruit that remains. He's saying, look here, it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what people do. I'm all in with Jesus because of what he's done for me. I but have to give up my life for him. And I'm willing to lay it all on the line for Jesus. Let this year be the year that you not only just abide in Jesus. Yes, that time with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but also abide in the Word. And what I mean by that is this. Take time out to get in this Word. In February, we're going to go into something a little bit, I wouldn't say extreme, but we're going to begin to take a moment to really dive into this Bible. We're going to go into what we have a listening devotion, where we're going to be able to listen to the Word Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to be able to get in this Bible. And, you know, there's something about getting in the Word of God, because when we get in the Word, it's like an IV. Anybody out there running on empty right now, maybe pulling a spiritual cramp, can't go any further because you're weary, you're worn down. You want to go and bear fruit, but you can't bear the fruit you want to bear because you're not in the Word. And not only not just being in the Word, but how about we take this Word and we make it literal? We take this Word and we begin to apply it to those difficult areas of our lives. We say, you know what, instead of getting mad at people and mad at circumstances, we should go and say, man, what does the Word say about that? How can I handle that circumstance in my marriage or my children or my finances or my job or my neighbor, whatever? How can I handle that situation? Let me go to the Word. Jesus is after fruit in 2022. He's after much fruit, but he's also after fruit that remains. But you and I can't do that unless we remain in the vine. And also, we got to be willing to let the vine dresser, God the Father, come and cut things out of our life. It's not going to feel good. It's not going to be all fun and games. But you know what? As he cuts those things off, I promise you, you're going to bear more fruit and much fruit that will remain. And so let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking today as we abide in you, Jesus. And Jesus, your words abide in us. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, that you'll answer our prayers. That's a promise, that we'll cry out and you'll answer. We thank you, Jesus, that when we abide in you and your words abide in us, God, we also too understand that there's protection, that you'll protect us. We understand that you love us, Jesus. But also, Jesus, there's a response to go and to bear fruit and fruit that remains. And I pray that this be a year that we step out with you and we allow those gifts, talents, and treasures to be put on display to the advancement of your kingdom. We want to bear fruit that remains this year. We want to be able to point back at the end of 2022 and say, look what the Lord, my God, has done through me because I've chosen to abide in him. Now, God, today have your way in your people. Bless them and may your face shine upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.